conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like one another. We want to live by each other.
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and heart and space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of its aware the destination of such a path when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
And I thank you for joining me here once more to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, a quantum think tank of sorts which can take us upon a journey to limitless possibilities. And one of those possibilities or potentialities per se for tonight's show, as the intention will surround upon the focus of the spark, inspiration, motivation, the legitimacy, authenticity, direction, and truth. All the things that we are in search for today from within ourselves and in our environments. And that is what this particular show is all about, that spark, the inspiration that we all seek today. And if you are looking for that spark, well, you have completely come to the right end, sacred space. And how even more inspirational can we ever gravitate towards to in strength than with tonight's guest for tonight's show on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, a dear and wonderful spirit, Dee Wallace. Now, I have been such a fan of Dee, not only from the 1980s, but from also the present now of what she has been consciously doing wholeheartedly in the present, in spirit. And I truly love, I truly love her work. And to just know that she is a light worker herself is just so wonderful to know. It is so reassuring. And I must say, we can only do this together in raising the heightening of planetary consciousness and awareness for the betterment of all of mankind. Now, for those of you who are children of the 1980s, such as myself, Dee Wallace has been known as the Queen of Scream, starring in blockbuster movies such as Stephen King's horror flick thriller, Cujo, and along with one of my most favorite of horror films to date, The Howling. And of course, we all know the sweet and charming mother of Elliot on Steven Spielberg's blockbuster hit, E.T., And then you have Critters, and Dee had also starred in the more recent of horror flick films, The Hills Have Eyes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we can also now officially announce that Dee Wallace will be starring on Steven Spielberg's ABC series, The Whispers, shooting as we speak in Vancouver, Canada. Dee states, it is great to be reunited with the director, Steven Spielberg, who put me on the map. Dee is also the author of many books, Conscious Creation, Bright Light, Getting Stuff, Everything is Possible, and Wake Up Now, a book of universal truths. Yes, nowadays and the present now, she is so extremely passionate about helping people and raising their consciousness and in their awareness to our own truths, to self, to their own inner light, that she is currently hosting her most invigorating and fascinating of accomplishments to date, Conscious Creation Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Not only is she a well-renowned actress, but she is also a coach, a guiding light, an inspiration, and a healer of the heart. She has been featured as a guest for many popular shows such as The Oprah Winfrey Show and in Good Morning America. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you for the very first time on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, Dee Wallace. Thank you, Dee. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
So nice to be with you. Thank you.
Now, Dee, I just cannot even explain it, but just sitting here and then conversing with you by phone, you are just exuding this tremendous amount of energy. And so I thank you for what you bring here to the table on this sacred space within this quantum think tank of sorts on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Well, you know, it's interesting what you say, because everything is energy. Everything. That's all there is energy. That the great possibility for us is what we do with it. And most of us don't just consciously really realize that we get to direct and decide what to do with the energy of us. And when we really consciously start directing our energy, like a director would an actor, with intention, with focus, with commitment, our creative abilities just are limitless. Most people just don't understand that they have that power, and that they have the power through choice, through the gift of willpower and free will, to really decide what they want to do with themselves and the energy of who they are. And when we decide that, of course, that ripples out and affects all energy. So when all energy gets focused together, for example, on love, then the critical mass reaches what we call a tipping point, and there's more love than there is hate.
Right, exactly.
The challenge is that the world likes to keep you focused on what's wrong instead of the love that will rebalance everything.
Right. And that is, for the most part, the diversion of things. It is like exactly what you said, just focusing that inner light to, I guess to say it in a more simplistic term, in the positive realms of things. And I guess to break it down into more simplicity, into love. Now, it looks to be that we have some common personal and professional associations with people that we have met and interconnected with before, and of whom have also connected with other people that we also know as well in tandem. Now, just a few weeks ago, I had an interview, and I had Jen Clarfield on the show, of whom is such a wonderful, wonderful delight. And she is indeed well-versed in past life regression therapy. She had studied under the guise of Dolores Cannon. And as she relates with you, I had actually listened to the same exact sound clip of that hypnotherapy session on your website not too long ago, just a few days ago. And that experience that you had basically uncovered in revelation to your own truths with Dolores Cannon, it was just an amazing experience to listen
to. So powerful. And I just want to let everybody know it's free for you to listen to if you want to get this amazing message that came through. It's on my website, iamdwallace.com, and it's free. There's a lot of free stuff on there to help you start on this road.
And in the message that you are speaking of, just to savor that for the end of this broadcast, I would love for you to explain and declare that message for anyone who has not listened to that recording of that hypnotherapy session with Dolores Cannon. And you can actually get onto D. Wallace's website at www.imdwallace.com. And from my understanding as well, you have also been closely collaborating with Dolores Cannon as well in many of your workshops. Can you tell us a little bit about the experience with Dolores Cannon and the many miracles that you have witnessed?
Well, Dolores Cannon is an experience. just being with her. I mean, I think Dolores now is 84. And travels the world, teaches almost every day. The woman has more energy than most 30-year-olds I know. Goes all over the world, every continent of the world. And she's just this beautiful, fun woman who very simply puts together all the answers. Her expertise is in past life regression and hypnosis. And through that, she's worked with thousands of people from every walk of life and every subject, from extraterrestrials to where their diseases started. She and I both know that when you get to the energetic cause of the disease goes away. Everything, it's, I'm not a doctor, since I'm talking about physical things, I have to state that. But Dolores and I both know that everything starts in your energy, starts in your energy pattern. And if you don't address the limiting false beliefs, the fears, the judgments, the anger that you're carrying with you, it will ultimately have to affect your body, because then it will get your attention.
And so when you speak of this energy, would you, since you have mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast that everything is energy, and you had also written a book as well that I neglected to state from before, it was The Big E, and you had written that from your earlier days of writing, and you had mentioned that everything is energy. So when you say this energy, are you speaking of the intention, the focus, the attention that we place upon anything for that matter? Just like a flame, if you focus more and you feed it, it will enrage and it will grow. So if you feed less into fear, into the negativity, into the anxiety and doubt, of course that flame will die.
I look at it a little bit in a different way, not much, but a little bit.
Okay.
So let's just start with, energy isn't positive or negative. Right? It isn't good or bad. Energy is simply the piece of Play-Doh that you decide what you want to make your life out of. So if you think of energy as Play-Doh, it's a lump of clay, right?
Right.
Which, interestingly enough, is in the good book, how Adam was, you know, created and all that. So that there, that metaphor is in place. But it's a lump of clay. It has no meaning. It has no direction. We are not inherently good or evil. We are energy. And through our choice of how we want to focus that energy with our thoughts and our belief systems, we can take energy and make it evil, as Hitler did, or as we perceive through our systems that was negative and evil. You can take the energy and direct it through love, as Christ did, which we perceive as positive. But energy itself is not. It just is. And it will become anything that you want to direct it to become. If you use water as an example, and it's a good example, you can take water. Water is just water. You can make it into ice. You can make it into steam through your direction of it. And energy works much the same way. Now, where people get messed up is that we think we have to fix things and look at what's bad in order to correct it and make it better. But ultimately, you can't take water and make it ice while you're trying to figure out how not to make steam.
Right.
You have to choose simply what you want. Just choose what you want. Focus on that, commit to it, and send as much love to that as you want. So if you want money, yeah, you better love money. Because love is what creates everything.
It's the glue.
You want more harmony in a relationship, love the relationship more. Don't try to fix it. Love it.
Right. And definitely a different approach to how the traditional sense of approaching anything, for that matter, really is. And even for people who have basically focused on energy as being energy and have focused that everything is energy, their take upon that and the way of manifesting and creating anything within our lives, it's drawn from a different connotation. And you basically clarify, you know, with simplicity, like, what do you want? I just want this. And many at times people just do not know what they want, let alone are they worthy enough to have that. And so
yes, now you've hit on two different things there. So I want to ask everybody listening to the show, who is going to make you worthy if you don't? You know, if you don't know that you are the creator of your own energy, that you were given the free will to do that, who are you waiting for to give you the right to start working with your own energy in an empowering way? And I would like to lovingly suggest to everyone that we use a lot of people and circumstances as excuses so that we don't have to rise up to our own magnificence. So, you know, if you're waiting for somebody who's done you wrong to undo it so that you can become more powerful, you will be waiting until your next lifetime and probably after that until you get the message that it's all about you.
And so essentially, yes, essentially, you know, we just are afraid of our greatness, our power, the strength and the ability to make choices.
Now, why do you think we would be afraid of that?
That is definitely a good question. It kind of stunted me in my tracks as far as how I was going to respond. I think it's because it's the misconception or misinterpretation of who we are and how along the way through culture, just mass media, and just the consciousness that's been placed upon us, we've had this delusional type of thinking of that we're far, far away from God.
But we are God. So if you don't know you're God in any way, then you're far away from the truth. But you know what? I think, Joel, I think we don't trust ourselves. I think we don't trust ourselves to be powerful. And we've been sold a bill of goods by the people who are powerful, who knew how to control energy and work energy. And some of it's through society, some of it's through religion, some of it's through DNA training and beliefs that, you know, powerful people do us in. And that's not true. Powerful people know how to create what they want. And we look at it and go, well, see, I don't have what I want. And so they're taking it all away from me. And my message to the world is those of us who want and are dedicated to creating a world of love, better get your power behind that. Otherwise, you have no excuse to blame them for being powerful. Spiritual people must start connecting their power with their spirituality.
Right. Would you say that this is a type of heart set, a mindset, a state of being that we have faltered away from and for which we had this type of approach many thousands of years, per se, but now we are returning?
Almost from the very beginning. Well, look at the story of Adam and Eve. You were powerful, Eve, and look what happened. You made your own choice, and look what happened. Right? So the world is paying for it ever since. And then the kings came, and then, you know, the Vatican came, and they got all involved with the politics of the world. And now you've got lots of religions saying you're not even worthy to kiss the feet of the person who you're hoping will save you. You know, we've been sold a bill of goods that is not true. If you read the teachings of God, it's, you're powerful. I believe in you so much, I'm going to give you the right to create yourself. All these miracles that who you're calling my son Christ did on this plane, You can do a lot more than that. But you have to be powerful, guys. You have to start working with energy to create these miracles. And so we have to choose at this point, I think. Are we going to believe what was truly said, or are we going to believe and use as an excuse to be less powerful the teachings of those that said this is what it meant?
And we are going to delve deeper within what you had just said right there. We're going to be focused on many parts of the human experience. We really can't focus on all of it within this 60-minute interview, but for the most part, we're going to be delving into some portions of that, and it relays into the elements of your book, Wake Up Now. And so just before we go into intermission, can you basically just tell us a little bit about this this new show that we're going to be seeing within, is it going to be coming out in the fall, the Whispers with Steven Spielberg?
Yes, it's a mid-season replacement. It's interesting, based on what, and we don't have, the cast members actually don't have a lot of information about it ourselves. Based on something that is taking over the minds of our children and directing them to do things, and they're affecting the safety and the creation of our planet. Writing is quite extraordinary, and it keeps you guessing. Every time I just got a new script and I went, oh my God, I wonder if this is going to give me more clues. So it's very interesting from the point of view of my work, also from the point of view of, do we as children, you see, we are never taught that we can always, that we have, from the time we come in, are powerful enough to make a choice.
And it has to do with a lot of truths. I know it's a fictional type of placement within the TV series type of genre, but there are significantly a lot of truths that it connects with what we're facing today, and the amount of consciousness or lessened consciousness or with the withholding of consciousness to our children, and the many things that we are dealing with, issues such as the Ebola virus, the wars, evidence of rumors of wars, and the many other things that are being placed on our table, for which is the diversion
of
things.
You know, it's our world isn't any different than it was in Rome. It's the same issues.
Right. I just love this because that's where we're going to be heading towards the later half of the next segment. So, Dee, now with only 2 minutes remaining in the first segment of the show, can you please list for our listeners details on how we can purchase your book and even to the website, and how we can obtain access to your online radio talk show?
Yes, everything is on my website, iamamcwallace.com. You can go directly to my radio show from there. You can order. Getting stuff is only out in electronic, but if you want a hard copy and you want me to sign it, you can just order it through the website, and I'll be happy to do that for you. You can get all of my other books in print from the website, or you can go to Amazon.com. and order anything from there, including the two e-books that are up. So everything you want to know, want to hear some more about the work. We have a hell of a lot of fun, I've got to say, doing this work. I think that's one of the things that most spiritual people think, you know, it has to be so serious.
No.
Jennifer McLean calls me the
no.
irreverent healer. Because I don't take it too seriously, and sometimes a few four-letter words fly out of my mouth.
Hey, you're human.
But my show is off the charts. It's a free call-in show. Any challenge you have in your life, you call in. The channel will tell you absolutely where the block is and where you need to get yourself in alignment to start creating what you want in your life.
And is this show Conscious Creation Radio? Is it a weekly broadcast?
It is. It's Sundays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Wonderful.
And then, of course, it's on iTunes and, you know, archived and all that.
Again, I thank you so much, Dee, for taking the time from out of your busy schedule to converse with me and to provide all of this wonderful wisdom to all of my listeners. And so, yes, I have with me tonight the inspiring Dee Wallace, motivational speaker, world-renowned healer, author, and the host of her popular and well-esteemed blog talk radio talk show, Conscious Creation Radio. And so after our station identification break, we will return back in conversation with our very special guest, Dee Wallace, on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Robin Avery. It's a privilege to be on BBS Radio. You've been listening to music from my new release, The Way You Hold Me. Come visit me and check out the CD at robinavery.com.
The Book of Positive Light chronicles the story of one's life, his struggles, his defeat, and upon the likes of his own triumphs. How is one to know of one's light unless the one is to know truthfully of his or her own limitations within the darkness? The Book of Positive Light portrays and enshrines the alchemy of one's potentiality and surpassing the limitations and in conjuring the truth to one's capacity to create beyond the leaps and bounds of ultimate manifestation. Douglas Ross Hamilton, author of The Mystery of the Serpent Mound, exclaims, "The Book of Positive Light is a journeyman's guide to grasping the import of acquiring the inner light." Dr. Amelia Kemp, author of her own book, From Psychotherapy to Sacral Therapy, raves, "The Book of Positive Light honors the diversity of spiritual traditions and universal truths, as it graciously opens the author to self, as he is more than willing and more than able to teach and is willing to be taught. He uncovers the healer within." To purchase the Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart, you can visit the book's official website at www.thebookofpositivelight.com. Again, that is www.thebookofpositivelight.com.
Hello, this is Nico, and thank you for listening to my music on BBS Radio. I'd like to invite you to check out my website, nicoonline.com. That's nikoonline.com. If you sign up on my email list, I'll give you 20 free MP3s, the sun, the moon, and stars being one of them. If you enjoy inspirational music with a message of hope and love expressed in very creative ways, then I think you'll enjoy my songs. Again, my website is nicoonline.com, and thanks for listening to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Mariko May. I'm really glad you're enjoying bbsradio.com. I would like to invite you to my personal website at www.mariko.me.com.
Okay, now we are back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, and I have with me once more my dear guest, Dee Wallace. She is a guiding light for sure. And from our very first segment and first interview here on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, it has just been a wonderful and enlightening experience. And so I welcome you, Dee, for being on the show today.
Thanks. Great to be here. It's been great so far.
And before we get into the nitty gritty with what we are here to accomplish, I would just basically like to, for my listeners, to talk just real briefly about your experiences with some of your movies, with Cujo, per se. That is like one of my most favorite of horror flick movies. And just the emotion, the energy that you put towards this this movie, per se, which is significantly vast and huge. And you had worked with a few dogs and a child actor there, and as well as with the different scenarios that you were placed within that movie.
Well, that movie's my favorite movie because I look at it and I think, wow, I really was truthful and really went all the way. It was also the hardest movie that I ever did. They treated me for exhaustion for 3 weeks afterwards. But those dogs, there were 13 dogs, incredibly trained by Carl Miller. And I was blessed beyond belief to have Danny Pintaro playing my son. And for me, you see, that movie is all about love. It's about how far a mother's love will go to save her child.
Exactly. And I saw that within your eyes. And of course, the child within that movie was your son. And so you can definitely feel the connection and the legitimacy and sincerity within your eyes and in your tears. And what would any parent do in that situation, you know? And it brought out, and that's the thing I love about your movies. You bring about the many elements of the human experience, all the emotions, all of the things that we experience as human beings within the five senses. And then you take that and then you take it at another level, to where it gets into more beyond the fifth and now into the sixth and then to the other definitions of what it means to experience things. And you bring the emotion, the love, the heartache, and the triumphs that are all the components of life. And essentially, that is what you have experienced in your life, in all actuality, within your own career. All of the losses and gains that you have had in your own particular life, from the huge successes resulting from the Spielberg blockbuster movie E.T., but then you had reached almost an all-time low soon afterwards in depression.
Most people don't know that I grew up in a very, very poor household. We lived with my grandparents. My father was a severe alcoholic. Couldn't hold down a job. My mom worked very long hours to try and support us. My dad was drunk every night. I was trying to defend my mother and my little brother, my baby brother. Pretty much that was my lifetime growing up. On the other hand, my father was also incredibly creative. As was my mother. My mother was literally my first acting teacher and mentor. My grandmother was an amazing painter and artist. So I had this huge dichotomy, you know, of poverty and alcoholism. And on the other side of the teeter-totter, this creativeness and this deep love that was shared by all of us in my family. When my dad wasn't drunk, he was the best dad in the world. And so I've straddled those two worlds pretty much my entire lifetime. He ended up committing suicide. He shot himself in the head. I lost my beloved husband, Christopher, the father of my daughter, at 55 from a heart attack. So, lost, of course, my beloved grandmother raised me, and I've lost all of them. So I certainly know the depths of despair in my life. I've been there. I've experienced it. So I'm not talking to people about a place that I've never been and saying you're in charge of whether you stay there or not. I've been there, guys. I've been there a million times. I've been there through many times in the industry where I've been severely hurt as an actress. Had my career almost you know, taken away from me. And that's what my book, Bright Light, is about. You want to know how to get back up and start creating yourself again. That's the book I get, is Bright Light. If you want to know just the creation process and everything you need to know, it would be Conscious Creation and Getting Stuff. But I think it was just a combination of life, like most of us. It's a combination of life. And where are you going to exercise your power again when the human experience seems to want to take it away from you? And that's what you have to keep asking yourself. What can I do today to live in more joy and love within myself? How can I love myself more? I've got this awesome, and I underline that. Actually, my channel is underlining that program called Gratitude of Self-Love.
Great.
And the Gratitude of Self-Love program starts the 1st of November. You really want to shift your life and all the success, your health, your money, everything, do this program. Because when you truly start loving yourself and knowing your own magnificence, you can create anything. And I'm serious.
And you would say as well that we were speaking about the heart-centered level of consciousness and using that as an approach to all things in life. Would you say that gratitude is significantly so a tool of the heart?
Well, sure. And you can experience that right now in this minute. So start judging everything you don't have. Start being pissed off. Start being worried. Start being in fear of all of the things that you don't have. You see, your heart closes immediately. You can't feel the joy because you're in a lower frequency and vibration. So now think of a pet that you've loved. Just loved unconditionally in your life, this beautiful little pet. And how they were always excited to see you. And they always wanted love from you. You see, your heart instantly opens.
Yes.
And that's why they say practice gratitude. Because practicing gratitude helps raise your frequency and vibration so that you move back into more of your power. And you start realizing that you're in partnership with the universe. But all my work, Joel, is based on the I Am principle. You know,
yes, absolutely.
God said, I am that I am. And basically what that means is anything you say after I am, that is the direction of your energy that you're going to create. You get up in the morning and say, oh, my God, I'm so tired. You will give yourself, as the universe of you, the best tired you can. If you say, I'm so poor, I never have enough, the universe, which is just energy, goes, okay, I hear that direction. I will keep giving you not enough. So the more you live in a heart-centered place of joy and love and focus on what you want, and, you know, there's a mantra I use, I'm worth it and I deserve it. I'm worth it. And I deserve it, baby.
Wonderful.
I am worth it, and I deserve it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then, of course, because you're worth it and you deserve it, that gives you the energy to take action for what you want.
Now, with everything in place, with all the wonderful people that you have touched and healed and provided miracles for, how did you initially start to experience the fact that you have a place within this world, not only in acting and touching other people's lives through film, but within the process of healing other people? And when did you actually, and how did you actually start to awaken to that other portion of yourself?
Well, you know, I think we all come in that way. So I do. I know we do. We all come in as this being that just wants to love and be loved. And then we're taught through society or things that happen to pull that back and become less of who we really know we are. I always knew that. I always knew. Actually, my daddy used to call me his little bright light. And we'd go out to dinner, and people would come over and go, could we just give your daughter a quarter for the jukebox? She's just such a little light. You know, I just always had it, and then I dimmed it because of things that happened to me. And when my beloved husband Christopher passed away at 55, I dropped to my knees on my dining room floor and said, I don't want to be this way anymore. I want to be happy, and I want my light back. And instantly, my channel opened, and I started getting messages. And the first message I got was, use the light within yourself to heal yourself.
Amazing.
Now,
amazing.
When I was little, I used to hear voices all the time. I just thought they were my imagination because that's what my grandma taught me. But it wasn't my imagination. I was hearing my channel. And I was hearing messages like in the house we lived in. I would hear this little girl going, can you help me? When I would sit on the big long stairs going up to the second floor of the house. And it wasn't a scary thing. When I saw my father's light after he committed suicide, it wasn't a scary thing. And when you're really truly in your channel and not just messing with yourself, you know, from all the horror films you've done or watched, it's not scary. It's very peaceful.
Absolutely.
The messages have always been something about love. The little girl, I would sit on the stairs, and I finally said, I'll help you. What do you need? And the voice that I heard, I mean, not like my voice, but the message that I heard was, can you love me enough so I can cross over?
Mm.
When you hear my past life regression, just love. It's all about love. Take as much love out into the world as you can. That's our purpose. That's why we're here. When my dad came after he committed suicide, and he came to say, it's not your fault, Deanna, you know, just stay in love and be in love as much as you can in this world. That was his last, you know, real message to me. That was Christopher's message. I've had sessions with John Edward and several mediums. The message is always the same.
About love, yes.
You're loved. You've always been loved. You can't do anything wrong. Just go love.
And that's not only to the environment. That is, we must focus that love inwardly upon ourselves as well, right?
Oh, first you have to love.
And that goes
yourself
along the same line as healing. You have to heal and love yourself, forgive yourself, in order to do the same for other people all around you, your environment.
Yeah, you know, I take issue with healers that are out there expounding what you should do, and they're not walking their talk.
Yes,
of what
absolutely
you should do.
Yes,
I
absolutely
mean, if people are talking about the dark side and spells and all that kind of stuff, I would seriously ask yourself why you are attracted to working with people who are frightening you. Because that takes your power away, you see. You go, I'm a victim, there's nothing to do, there's just evil energy out there. I don't believe that. That's not a part of my belief system at all. And I want to remind everybody, as you believe, that is the reality that is delivered to you. Now, if you want to live in peace and love and joy, look what you believe.
And that is so true. Whether you want to call it negative or whether you want to call it positive or in between, it's your belief systems that determines what will be. And whether it's negative or positive, you are 100% correct.
And the good news is we get to choose to change them whenever we want.
And that's the power that we have in creativity and manifestation. Definitely,
that's,
for sure.
That's the exciting blessing of having free will.
Now, Dee, with your many books, and I have also experienced myself with writing my own book, that along the way, and even upon its completion, and I'm sure that you have experienced the same thing, and we talked about this over the break, that for my particular experience, many people have questioned the validity of the writings within the book. And the way that it is written, the fashion, the style, it is ultimately different from how I speak and write on a normal basis. And in actuality, that could be significantly a truth, because when we go into that space, into that heart and space, so we are essentially going into a place where we go through the doorways of the heart and we retrieve that wisdom, that information for which many entities, souls, and the divinity, God, the angels, however you may call it, we retrieve that information from source. And as far as whether we abide by those, that wisdom that we have retrieved, is pretty much up to us. And I remember one particular time when my wife had told me, and it really tested my ego, and now you just have to be the book. You know, and there was like many components of me that wanted to react to that. Like, what do you mean? Of course I'm the book. And then immediately, without even further saying anything else, I talked to myself just for that split second. I'm like, you are right. You are completely right. Now that I have written the book, which I have taken that information from a different place through the heart, now I must be able to take that information and live that book within my own life, my soul, my every being. And you have experienced that many times unfold, not only with the teachings that you do on your talk show and in your healings, but within your several books as well. And that is just an amazing an experience that we both share.
Well, why don't you tell them the name of your book?
The name of my book is The Book of Positive Light,
and where
Remembrance
can,
of the Heart.
And where can we get your book?
It will soon be on Amazon, but for which we can also log on to my website, which is www.thebookofpositivelight.com. Links are also provided on my BBS radio broadcast website as well, on www.quantummindfulnessradio.com.
Beautiful.
And so as we are nearing the completion of our conversation.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
60 minutes go by quick.
Someday,
oh, yes, I know. It is sort of like a marathon.
We're both so passionate, you know, about this. That, well, it's great. When you're passionate, time flies.
Oh, it does, especially with this type of material. And I wanted to savor this last portion of the broadcast with your experience with the message that you have actually obtained from your Dolores Cannon hypnotherapy session 2011.
Yeah.
And I would like to, well, essentially, this is pretty much the true worth of what and where I am going at with tonight's show. And it lies clearly from your message that you had retrieved here. And what is the lesson that you had specifically learned from that life?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you had actually taken up a life of a Roman soldier. And if you could briefly describe that.
Oh, gosh. it was very powerful because basically it was about the survival of my family. And I have to preface this by saying my daughter in this lifetime is my most precious accomplishment, my best friend, the most important thing in my life. And in that lifetime, she was also in my family. And my best friend, I think, if I'm remembering it correctly, Joel, it's been some time since I've heard it, was betrayed me. Betrayal has been a theme in many, many lifetimes for me and for all of us. My father betrayed me by drinking. My father betrayed me by committing suicide. We betray ourselves by not allowing ourselves to let go of that and move back into love. That's how we betray ourselves. So basically, the lesson that he learned and the lesson that both my father, me being the Roman soldier back then, and the lesson that my father came through and my husband, because Dolores asked both of them, why did you leave Deanna so early? And both of them said so she would move into her own power. And Dolores said, well, what is her greatest power? What gives her her greatest power? What's the message of her purpose? And it was love. Take love out into the world in every opportunity you can. Take love out into the world.
And in that story, within the Roman soldier story, the particular soul that you had acquired, or I wouldn't say soul, but the scenario that you had acquired as a Roman soldier, you had acquired a great deal of power within itself too, as well, in the physical sense,
yeah.
And
yeah.
As well as with the heart and sense as well. And from what was seen from the people around you, and I guess from the powers that may be, they saw that. And you had mentioned too, as well, in hypnosis, that you could have changed the world significantly. And the reason why that was an entity, an experience that could not settle in within the global mind of things, within the global atmosphere of the world back then, was because the world was not essentially ready for that love. And from your experiences now within this life and in the many different stories and chapters of your life and what you have accrued in your experiences in film and the many beautiful directors and the many different scenarios that you have uncovered through revelation of the truths about your own life, do you feel that now within this landscape of things and the earthly plane of things, do you feel that the world is ready for this love now?
I think the world has always been ready for this love. I think it has been the human's perception that it's not. And if the human believes that the world is not ready to live and exist in love, then as we believe, so it is delivered. So we have to shift our belief to absolutely know that the world and the universe and all the planets are ready, willing, and able to exist in total, totally complete love.
It's as easy as that.
It is. And it's because it's that easy that we don't do it. Because another belief we share is that in order to have it all good, we have to struggle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a recap, as a final message for our listeners, Ms. D. Wallace, can you be able to inspire us with one more wisdom-filled message for our listeners?
You're so funny, too.
It's about inspiration. But if anything, it is the love. It is the love. And
it's love yourself. Love yourself. Get up every morning and go, how can I love myself more today? That is not egotistical. That is empowerment. And your ego is the one that's saying it's not okay to do that because you're in fear of your own power that you'll misuse it. You know you won't because you're in charge of it. So get up and love yourself more and watch your life change. I watch the lives of my community change daily, financially, health-wise. I mean, miraculous stuff. That we go, oh my God, it's a miracle. Doctors are going, my own doctor called me in. I am a big believer in preventative medicine. And so I had all my heart stuff done this year. I have it done every 2 years. He called me and he said, will you tell me about your healing work? And I said, well, sure, why? And he said, because your tests are better than they were 6 years ago. So, you know, it affects your body, it affects your molecules, it affects the electrical impulses that you're sending out into the world. How much you love and cherish yourself is the beginning of the greatest change in your life you will ever experience.
Yes, and it all draws into how we observe ourselves and how we perceive the environment and how the environment and the world perceives us. And those are the three elements that you had included in your book in Wake Up Now. And I truly appreciate that concept and that approach. And it really draws in the huge component of what love is all about. It is the glue that actually brings everything together. All those three elements. And you had mentioned it too within our broadcast. It creates, with all of those elements together, it creates our abilities to manifest and to create.
Absolutely.
What was always meant from our hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for being here tonight and to experience this wonderful wonder that we have here tonight. And that is Miss Dee Wallace, author, inspiration, motivational speaker, and just basically a wonderful heart who has touched many, many lives throughout many stories and many different scenarios throughout our wonderful planet. And I thank you. I thank you so much, Dee, for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
My great joy, Joel, and hopefully we'll do it again.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Absolutely.
Dee. Absolutely. Bless you. Bless you in all that you do.
Thank you. And you.
miss this show or any other previous broadcasts, please visit us at Quantum Mindfulness Radio's official website at www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. Again, that is www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. All previous and prior broadcasts are archived at the BBS Radio Network. Please join us every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Again, I thank you once more for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.